Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 11th chapter of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. However, at this point in our limud, we are going to take a brief pause. The final 9 chapters of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, chapters 11 through 19, were actually written at a different point than the first 10. The Rambam went back and included them in his work, after having initially written the first 10. And in these chapters, he includes far more complex calculations than were otherwise seen thus far, with regards to the various constellations and how to use them to understand when you will see the sun, at which degree, along with the moon, where its points will be pointing to, and many other complex astronomical calculations. It's beyond the scope of these short shiurim to analyze properly. It's beyond my level of learning currently to fully be able to give over this content. And therefore, I would suggest for anyone who's interested in continuing straight through without any break in their learning, as I myself intend to, I would recommend one look at some form of commentary along with reading through the Halachos of the Rambam. There are various videos, some of which I've already sent out online, which can help ease this process. I've found them to be very useful, as well as, for example, on Chabad.org's website, they have the notes from Mosnayim publishers on the bottom of their English translation, and you can very clearly, easily access these complexities by reading them in simple English, likely in a better, clearer fashion than you would if I were to try to record this. Therefore, at this point, we will read through the first few halachos of chapter 11, Perek Yud Aleph, because those will be easily accessible and meaningful for all of us, and then we will jump around a little bit to highlight some key halachos in Perek Yud Zayin, the 17th chapter, as well as the final halacha in Perek Yud Tes, the last halacha in chapter 19, the final halacha in all of Kiddush HaChodesh. And then, of course, we will stick with the schedule. So tomorrow's halachos will include chapter Yud Beis, the next halachos we will learn will be chapter Yud Gimel, and so on and so forth, until we finish 19. And then, in a number of days, we will pick up once again, together, after having hopefully read through all of these halachos in a continuous fashion, though on our own, with the penultimate section of Sefer Zmanim, a short, fascinating section, Hilchot Tainios, which will be concluded afterwards with Hilchot Megillah Uchanika, and then we will turn to the next Sefer of Mishneh Torah, Sefer Nashim. Looking very much forward, and without further ado, let us begin Perek Yud Aleph. Halacha Aleph. Fisha amarnu b'halachos elu, shebeistin hayu mechashven v'diktuk, yodim im yirah yireach o lo yireach. Because, as the Rambam has already explained in this section of Mishneh Torah, that the beistin, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, used to calculate with exacting precision precisely when the moon would be able to be seen and when it wouldn't. Yadanu shekol mi sherucho nechona v'libo tayiv l'divrei hachachmos v'lamar ha'sodos yis ava leida usan hadrachim shemechashven behen ad sheida adam im yireach hayireach b'leil zeh o lo yireach. Therefore, we know that anyone whose spirit is correct, whose heart desires greatly for the words of the wise, for the words of wisdom, and to properly comprehend these secrets, we know that he's going to desire to know these ways through which they would calculate when a person can tell whether the moon will be visible or not. Halacha Beis. V'darkei ha'cheshbon yish ben machlokos gedolos bein chachmei ha'goyim ha'kadmonim shechakru al'cheshbon ha'tkufos v'gematrios. And there are many disputes amongst the ancient sages of the various nations when they would calculate these different seasons and these different calculations. V'anashim ha'chamim gedolim nishtabshu b'hen v'nis'amu mehen devarim v'nodu lehen sveikos. And in fact, many great sages made mistakes in these realms. There were areas which were hidden from them, and they ultimately were led to have uncertainty. There were even those who would spend much time and effort, they would exert themselves to try to properly understand these calculations as to when the moon would appear, but they were unsuccessful in their endeavors. It was as if they had gone fishing in deep, deep waters and come up with only a piece of pottery, a shard, in their hands. Halacha Gimel. However, throughout the course of time, as the years went by, through much research, investigation done by the greatest of sages, a small group of sages, of wise men, were able to properly calculate these calculations. And moreover, the Rambam tells us that he possesses oral traditions from the wise men before him, and proofs that haven't been written in works and books that are known to everybody. Therefore, the Rambam considers it appropriate for him to go and explain the ways of these calculations in a way that would be clear to somebody whose heart has spurred him on to come close to this particular realm of study, to this task, in order to properly perform it. Again, this is already a hint to the fact that these halachos were added at a later time. Initially, the Rambam hadn't been writing for such individuals, for the Hamon Am, for everybody, the whole nation. And at this point now, he's writing these different, more in-depth halachos for one to study and appreciate. Halacha Dalet. V'al yu adrachem elu kalem b'inecha, v'mnei she'ein anu tzrichem lehem b'zman hazeh. One shouldn't treat these calculations lightly. You shouldn't look down at them, because we don't need them anymore nowadays. They're not practical, since we have a set calendar. She'ilu adrachem drachem rechokim amukimeh. Because, after all, these forms of calculation are very, very profound. They're very, very deep. This is, in the Rambam's view, what the Sod HaIbur is, a secret of, in the Rambam's interpretation, when the new moon would appear, and when it would have a longer month, and when it would have a leap year, which, to be clear, many others disagree as to what the Sod HaIbur is, that has been referred to by Chazal as the greatest secret of the Torah. And they wouldn't tell over these secrets to any person, but only to those who had already received proper initiation into these areas, ones who were particularly perceptive and understanding. However, the calendar that we use nowadays, once we don't have a basis to determine the months based off of witnesses, to be clear, that is something which is super easy to understand. We might have struggled through these first 10 parakim. But that's something which is simple, which even a child is able to understand in a matter of a couple of days, 3-4 days. They can understand it well. Halacha hei. Shema yisponin chacham mechachmei umos, o mechachmei Yisrael, shlamdu chachmas yavim edrachim elu, shani mechashi behen l'riyas ha-yareach, v'yirai kerev ma'at, b'miksas edrachim. Perhaps one of the wise men of the world, either from one of the other nations or a Jew, who is familiar with the wisdom of the Greeks in these areas, will think the Rambam, in his telling how to detect when the moon will be sighted, is slightly off in his calculations, that there's a slight tilt in his calculations. V'yalal daito, shenis alami menu davar zeh, v'lo yadano shiish boso aderech kirev. And this wise man will think that the Rambam has made a mistake, that he didn't realize it was hidden from him, that he had slightly veered off the correct calculations. Al yaleze al dato. The Rambam says, don't think that. El kol davar sholi tiktaknu bo, mibnei sheyadanu b'ikrei hagmatrios b'rayos b'ruos, she'ein davar zeh mafsir b'idiyas ha'ri'iyah v'ein choshishin lo. Lefikach lo tiktaknu bo. The Rambam tells us that you should know when I was imprecise, it was only because I knew mathematically it would make no difference whatsoever with regard to the accuracy with which you will be able to predict when the moon will be sighted. And therefore, I didn't bother to be precise in those areas. As we will see, for the sake of simplicity, he rounded off in one way or the other. Halacha Vav. V'chein kishe yirad b'derech min adrachim chesrom at mecheshbon haroi lo sa'derech. And also, if somebody sees something lacking in these forms of methodology which the Rambam is using, the way in which he's calculating, the Kavana Asinu Zeh, the Rambam says he's done this on purpose. Because there's some advantage which will come out because of this inadequacy in his model. Because this way, his predictions will be almost perfectly accurate, but won't require the lengthy, difficult computations. So that way, somebody who's unfamiliar with this, somebody who's not initiated in these realms, won't become bewildered by all the long, difficult calculations, and those don't actually make any difference in terms of the accuracy with which you can predict the sighting of the moon. And therefore, the Rambam has simplified the matter, not accidentally, but because he understands that this is correct. Now, at this point, the Rambam begins to tell us some of the basics of how the medievals viewed the heavenly sphere and how the ancients had predicted the moon in accordance with these. These are, to be fair, quite accurate, though it's not the way we perceive the universe any longer. But it does make a great deal of sense with regards to an observer standing on Earth simply looking heavenward. Though at this point we will pause, and we will turn to Perek Yud Zayin. In Halacha Chav Dalet of Perek Yud Zayin, the Rambam says something very important. V'tam kol elu hacheshbonos, v'bnei ma mosifim minin zeh, v'bnei ma gorin, v'heich noda kol davar v'davar me'ilu hadvarim, v'araya kol davar v'davar. The rationale behind all these various calculations that have been outlined in the previous brachim and in the forthcoming brachim, when you know what to add, when you know what to subtract, and how we know each one of these principles exactly, precisely, the proofs for every matter. He chachmas hatkufos vagmatrios shechibru b'chachme yavan sfarim harbe v'hima minitzam achshav b'yad chachamim. These are the works of astronomy, of calculations, of the heavenly spheres, of all sort of mathematical proofs, which have been written by the wise men of Greece. Many, many books have been written by them, and they are still found today in the hands of the wise men, in the days of the Rambam as well. However, you should first of all realize that the Chachmei Yisrael, the Jewish sages, had predated, with regards to their writings, of the same astronomical proofs and mathematical equations centuries before the Greek ones, and they had also written books on these topics. The children of Yisachar, uniquely that tribe, was known for having the master astronomers and the highest leaders of the Sanhedrin coming from that tribe. Those books, unfortunately, have not reached our hands, the Rambam tells us. And now, once all of these proofs are absolutely true and clear, there's not any bit of doubt in them, a person can't question them. The Rambam therefore states that it doesn't matter, therefore, that we don't have the ones from the Bnei Yisachar, but that we have these ones that have been composed, written, compiled by the Greeks. Because ultimately, since they're true, then they're true, and it doesn't matter whether it came from prophets, Nevi'im, or whether it came from non-Jews. Shekol davar shenizkal letaimo v'noda amitaso b'rayos she'ein bahen dofi. Because anything, any matter, which its rationale has been revealed, we understand its truth with absolute clear proofs that have nothing to question. Ani somchem ala ish shamaro oshalimdu ala raya shenizkalsa v'atam shenoda. We can rely on the individual who made these statements, who taught these principles, who designed this proof. Since it's understandable, we're not relying on that individual and his legitimacy, his validity, and his testimony. Instead, we're relying on that which he stated, which is absolute and true and clear, for us to see as well. And therefore, there is nothing wrong to rely on the Greek works of math, of astronomy, and the like. We can use them for our own understanding and deepen the way to make these calculations, though we lack the books of Jewish origin. At this point, let's turn to the very end of Perek Yotes, the final Perek in Hilchos Kiddush Chodesh, where the Rambam concludes very beautifully this important section. Perek Yotes, Halacha Tezayin, the final halacha in that Perek, as well as the final halacha in Hilchos Kiddush Chodesh. Haribi Arnu Cheshbonos Kol Adrachim Shetzrichim Lehem Bidiyas HaRe'iyah V'Chakiras Edim. At this point, the Rambam has concluded his discussion of all the different calculations which are necessary with regards to knowing when you will be able to see the new moon, as well as, therefore, what is necessary to investigate properly the witnesses who have come with their testimony of the sighting of the new moon. In order so that everything should be understood to those that comprehend, and not any area of the ways of the Torah should be lost, forgotten. as the Rambam profoundly aspired for in his work Mishneh Torah. He wanted the entirety of the Torah, every last minutia of every last halacha, no matter how arcane, no matter how impractical it would be in terms of practice nowadays. It needed to be included comprehensively, with every detail uncovered. You look at Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, and this is one of the finest examples of that. In all of Mishneh Torah, very few commentaries dared venture into Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh to ask questions. Even the Ravid at one point, when he attacks something that the Rambam says, my teachers weren't well-versed in these areas, I myself am not well-versed in these areas. The Rambam prides himself on his great knowledge of astronomy. And nonetheless, I'm going to challenge him because this doesn't make any sense. But you see clearly that the Rambam achieved a certain pinnacle of greatness in that he was able to cover the wide, wide scope of Kol HaTorah Kula in this incredible work. And he wanted others to be able to share in that as well. And therefore, those that have properly forged through and tried their best to understand every one of these halachos, kol hakavod, because you are the one that the Rambam was talking to, hoping that you, a man of understanding, would properly be able to understand even these deep concepts after having learned them from his work. And, moreover, you won't need to seek them out in other books, thinking that the Torah is inadequate, the Torah is lacking in some way. As the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, Dir shu me'al sefer Hashem, v'kiru achas mehena lo nedra. Go and seek out, read the book of Hashem, and you will see that none of these, no area of wisdom, is lacking from it. Everything can be found in the Torah in all of its glory. Mirat Hashem, we will pick up again in a few days after the 19th parak of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh with the next section, the penultimate section of Sefer Zmanim, Hilchos Tainis. Everyone should have a wonderful day. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to me. We can try our best to understand it together over any of these few parakim. I look forward to continuing learning with you in just a number of days.